This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The biggest auto retail chain in the country reported quarterly results today, made plenty of money. AutoNation did. Record profits, in fact, despite merely so-so sales, thanks to high prices for said autos in this nation. And we got an update on the car shortage, too. The company said there are still plenty of supply chain issues, but there is hope, especially if you're in the market for a used car. Demand for them has finally started to slow. Prices haven't quite followed yet. Soon, though, getting your hands on a used car might not mean taking drastic measures like some of the ones Savannah Marr heard about today. She brings us dispatches from the used car lot.
Michael Castens of Little Rock, Arkansas, spent 3 months scouring the market for a used electric car.
It's Fury Road out there, like a Mad Max vibe right now.
He finally found a Chevy Volt through an online retailer. He paid more than he was hoping to for it, but traded in his old car for more than he was expecting.
You know, I bought my Honda Insight in 2018 for $27,000, and I traded it to them for $27,000.
It's tougher if you don't have a vehicle to trade in, says Lee Diaz. She and her wife have been worried about finding a car for their impending move away from New York City. So when a friend in California put their 2018 Subaru up for sale,
we were like, okay, we need to jump on this.
They spent $22,000 on the car, $1,700 to ship it, and a lot of time managing the logistics.
It honestly felt like project management at the utmost level.
That's what a lot of used car shoppers have been in for lately, says Michelle Krebs with Cox Automotive.
It just takes a little more work. It takes more research. It takes more flexibility.
And a lot more money. Used car prices are up more than 40% since before the pandemic. But Krebs says inventories and demand are both approaching something we might call normal, at least compared to the new car market. Joe Enton of Scranton, Pennsylvania, learned that the hard way. Last November, he thought he was trading in his 2017 Honda for a new electric truck.
It is now July 2022, and I never got my truck.
After months of waiting, he turned to the used car market and found a hybrid. It doesn't check all his boxes, but at least he has something to drive. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.